From Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, this is the GenCast Network. Bringing you compelling and in-depth interviews with the biotech industry's leading researchers, newsmakers, and thought leaders. This week on the GenCast Network.
I'm John Sterling, Editor-in-Chief of Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. Welcome to this week's podcast on a new platinum nanocatalyst that might improve the process of manufacturing pharmaceutical products. I'll be talking to Dr. Eugene Zubarev, an associate professor in the Department of Chemistry at Rice University. His current research is focused on molecular self-assembly, synthesis of gold nanocrystals, and hybrid materials. Dr. Zubarev, you and your colleagues recently reported the development of a novel type of catalyst that can be used in the manufacture of pharmaceuticals. Tell us more about this novel catalyst.
When we started this project approximately 3 years ago, our main goal was to create a new type of platinum-based catalyst, which would possess all the useful properties of conventional catalysts, but at the same time would not have their main drawbacks. So in general, there are two major classes of metal-based catalysts, so-called homogeneous and heterogeneous. The first class, the homogeneous catalyst, is made of, well, typically is made of organometallic compounds, which contain just one atom of catalytically active metal, and that atom is coated by a number of organic ligands. Now, the organic ligands are making a shell on top of that atom, and they ensure high solubility and stability of such compound in organic solvents. Certainly, such catalysts are very efficient because every single atom of the metal is in solution and is able to carry out thousands and thousands of catalytic conversions. However, when the reaction is complete and the product, let's say some kind of drug, has to be isolated, it needs to be thoroughly purified from the catalyst because transition metals are highly toxic. But it is this same high solubility, which is brought by the shell of ligands of the homogeneous catalyst, which makes it very difficult to remove it and to separate it from the final product. So shortly speaking, the advantage of the homogeneous catalysts is that they are highly soluble, but the disadvantage is the difficulty associated with their separation from the products of the reaction. Now, in contrast to that, another class of catalysts, heterogeneous analogs, are completely insoluble. They are normally composed of small particles of transition metal deposited on some kind of supporting material, and typically it is a highly porous carbon. So this low solubility makes the removal of the heterogeneous catalysts very easy. All it takes is just a simple filtration. So this is a big advantage over the homogeneous analogs. But the main drawback of heterogeneous catalysts is that it can only be suspended in solution. It cannot be fully solubilized, and in addition to that, to make things even more complicated, only the atoms that are located on the surface of metal particles are able to catalyze reactions. So as a result, a significant amount of the precious metal is simply buried inside the particles and is not participating in catalysis at all. So based on that, an obvious goal, of course, is to create a catalyst which would be A, highly soluble, and B, easily removable. So the system that we developed is based on colloidal nanostructures. And in this case, each rod-shaped particle, which we call nanorods, combines three structural elements. Single crystalline gold core, a polycrystalline platinum film on top of it, and a soft outer shell made of polystyrene chains, which are grafted on the surface of the metal. So the polymer shell makes such nanorods completely soluble in many organic solvents, such as benzene, toluene, chloroform, acetone, etc. In this sense, our system is very similar to a homogeneous catalyst, but at the same time, these nanorods are heavy enough to undergo precipitation if their solution is centrifuged. And that means that they can be easily separated from all the organic compounds which are present in solution.
Before we talk a little bit more about your platinum and gold catalyst, at what point or where in the drug production process is this catalyst used, and which type of reactions do these catalysts actually speed up?
There are, in general, three major types of organic reactions that are catalyzed by transition metals. So the first type is hydrogenation. It's a type of reaction when a molecule of hydrogen is added to double or triple bond between two carbon atoms, or between carbon and a heteroatom, such as oxygen, nitrogen, sulfur, etc. So the second type of reactions is hydrogenolysis. This would be a reduction reaction, which is using hydrogen gas to provide electrons and to simultaneously cleave carbon-carbon or carbon-heteroatom bonds. And finally, the third type of reactions would be so-called cross-coupling reactions, which basically do the opposite thing. They create new bonds between carbon atoms. In general, the synthesis of any drug is a multi-step process, and if it involves any hydrogenation or hydrogenolysis, then of course our catalyst can be used. There are literally dozens, if not hundreds, of drugs whose syntheses include platinum-catalyzed and palladium-catalyzed reactions, and you know, some specific examples here would be the synthesis of Ritalin, a drug used in treatment of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. In that case, platinum is catalyzing the hydrogenation of pyridine ring in the final step of the synthesis of that drug. And another very recent example of a pharmaceutical blockbuster drug called Lyrica, which is used for an epilepsy treatment. So in that case, the hydrogenation of carbon-nitrogen triple bond is catalyzed by platinum or platinum oxide, and it also takes place in the final step of the synthesis.
Some drug makers use platinum and palladium catalysts. What are the advantages and disadvantages of using these?
The advantage of platinum and palladium is mainly in their unique ability to induce chemical reactions that are not happening under normal conditions or happening very, very slowly. So they can significantly reduce the energy barrier which separates reactants, the starting materials, from the final or desired product. So specifically, platinum and palladium can accelerate addition of hydrogen molecule to a double carbon-carbon bond at room temperature and at normal pressure. Now, the disadvantages of palladium and platinum, of course, are twofold. They are extremely expensive, especially platinum, which is even more expensive than pure gold. And certainly, they are highly toxic, just like any heavy metals.
Why do platinum and gold combinations make good catalysts?
Well, this is a very interesting question, and many people, myself included, would like to have a definitive answer to it. But unfortunately, today, it remains completely unknown. So it's an unsolved mystery, and you know, at this point, what people have is just some experimental evidence. It's a solid evidence that platinum gold and palladium gold combinations result in significant increase in catalytic activity. It also results in much higher selectivity of such catalysts, and very often it enhances the resistance of the catalyst to poisoning. So in other words, they can live longer and do a larger number of catalytic conversions. So it has been suggested in the literature that gold somehow acts as an electronic promoter for palladium and platinum and can affect the electronic structure of their surface atoms. So a lot of research in this area is being done as we speak, and hopefully within several years, or maybe decades, we will get a better idea, but not today.
How are you able to make the gold-platinum nanorods soluble in organic solvents that are favored by industry?
Well, the key step in our procedure is the attachment of polymer shell. So the attachment of polystyrene chains is what really makes the final product soluble in organic solvents. But what we also found is that the polymer shell, well, basically the polymer shell is what makes the final product suitable for the reactions that can only be run in organic media. And it is the polymer shell which is responsible for the most interesting property in our system, which is high selectivity in catalysis and its ability to recognize different types of double and triple bonds.
What's the next step in your team's research in terms of advancing these gold-platinum nanorods, and what are the range of applications you see for these catalysts in the biotech and pharmaceutical industries?
Well, the next goal for us is quite obvious at this point. It would be really a big step forward if we could make our catalyst enantioselective. So in general, this is the holy grail of catalysis and would certainly offer a great help in the synthesis of many drugs. So the idea that we plan to explore is to use some rigid chiral molecules instead of polystyrene chains on the surface of these bimetallic nanorods, and we hope that the presence of such chiral molecules would make that catalyst capable of converting prochiral molecules into just one or primarily one type of enantiomers. So this is a very ambitious and challenging goal, of course, but we are cautiously optimistic and willing to try.
I'm John Sterling. Thanks for listening. If you would like to comment on this week's podcast, please go to our podcast section at www.genengnews.com and give us your thoughts. We'd really like to hear from you. Bye for now.
To learn more about topics discussed in this GenCast or to listen to previous GenCasts, visit our website at www.genengnews.com. New GenCasts are posted every week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the Gen Publishing editorial staff, I'm Jonathan Ellinghouse saying thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week to the GenCast Network.